Hello, good evening. My name is Walter. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Now, am I speaking with David?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me see. Okay. Now,
how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20
Dial setter.
Dial setter.
Marble mason.
Marble mason. Mason help finisher.
I'm a precast installer.
A pre-what, sorry?
Precast. I put a precast wall.
Oh, okay.
So you might as well call a bricklayer, I guess.
Okay. And the last job that you work on, were you a foreman?
Journey level mechanic? Apprentice?
Finisher or helper? Finisher or helper? I'm sorry, I think you have a receiver, so will you answer? Foreman, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the train?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work, where you want to work over the past 12 months?
Yeah.
Zero weeks, one to four weeks, five to twelve weeks, 20 weeks.
Oh, okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Because our pension took a dive.
I'm sorry?
Our pension took a dive.
Okay.
Pension.
Okay. Speaking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects or about the same number as last year? And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union workers to perform the work on the union project in your community? No. And yes or no, do you see about all the jobs you worked in the past 12 months, was there a super or any of them?
Yes.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government? Private. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More.
Now looking at your economic situation, do you believe that in the next two or three years, will it get worse, better, or stay about the same?
If the government stays the same, it's going to get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit. Speaking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
Oh, I think it's time management more than anything.
Management?
It's all time management. Every job since I started, you have to go faster and faster and faster and faster because that's what the customer wants.
Okay. Time management. More than anything. Okay. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person.
Nope.
Yes, online.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity
in the past 12 months.
Political canvassing?
No, I haven't done anything for the government.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
Once.
Okay.
Okay.
In the last 4 months,
how
often did a local union represent the project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally,
never?
Depends on where I'm working. I work in multiple states. I was just in Florida for 2 months working. I didn't see one union rep.
Okay, so never.
I work in Jersey. I work, see them all the time.
Okay. Okay, now changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the ones you are most likely to get your news from to the ones that you are least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, friends and neighbors, radio,
cable news,
print or online newspapers,
local
TV news
programming.
Radio.
I'm sorry?
Radio, okay.
And number two?
What was number two? Oh, you want two internet?
Yeah, I gotta get fiber.
Okay.
Number three. Friends and neighbors, cable news,
online newspapers,
local TV.
Okay.
Okay.
Number four.
Friends, okay.
And then you know number five.
Print or online newspapers or cables?
Online newspaper.
Okay.
All right.
Now we already have 50%. Okay, we're almost done.
Really?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can we speed this up? I'm in the middle of doing something.
See, I'm going to speed it up.
The economy.
Okay. As you may know, BACT supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not recently, no.
Okay.
Okay.
No. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments and prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important or not so important?
It's important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon?
I don't really know if any party's really going to support it.
So neither.
Okay.
You may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more to the dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United
Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Okay.
Okay.
Somewhat or much more.
What was that?
You have the United Auto Workers. You support them much more. United Auto Workers somewhat more.
Much more.
Okay.
Okay.
Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Listen, if it has anything to do with Joe Biden, you can just say, just put a zero next to his name.
Disapprove.
So you
disapprove.
Yeah.
His job as a president overall.
Yeah. As a person, he's probably a nice guy. As our president, he sucks.
Okay. So healthcare?
It's lousy. It's a joke.
Foreign affairs?
Yeah, that's bad. You know, he just was on TV saying, don't. I mean, come on.
The economy?
Horrible.
Support for labor unions?
I don't think he supports this at all.
Immigration?
I don't think he's doing anything there.
Okay. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling this job? Strongly disapprove.
I disapprove all of it. I think we need a big reset.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote for the election of the president and all the officers in 2024? Almost certain, probably 50-50?
50-50?
Definitely.
Okay, we already are 75%. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote?
I'm going red.
With Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career? Job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety.
I'm not really happy about the whole retirement right now with the union. I mean, what's this?
Okay.
Will be a no?
Yeah, I'm not happy at all with it.
Okay. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union?
Excellent? Good?
Just fair or poor?
What was that with my union?
Turning back to back. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union?
I like my local union.
You love it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be a member for so long.
I'm just upset
what happened to our retirement right now. You know, I did 20 years and it crashed. I understand.
So how will you rate the overall effectiveness? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to go good. All right, we'll just keep it good.
And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to call it good.
What was that? Just fair?
Good.
Oh, good, okay.
We already are 85%. How could the union best improve this representation and service?
I think we need to get more contracts. I mean, seems like we don't have enough contracts. Everywhere I look, is non-union jumping in. Used to be our work, now it's non-union work.
Okay.
So we need more contracts.
And what do you think of the union staff salaries to be for the rest of the year?
And next,
what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Well, I'd like to see our pension and, you know, our retirement get back to where it was. I'd like to see more union jobs out there. I don't think it's a union issue, though, as much as it's more of you're not getting young kids to do this work anymore. So without the younger generation coming in, my retirement's going to be junk. I mean, when I go to retire, because there ain't going to be nobody there to pay into it. You know, so.
I understand.
It's not really a union thing. It's the generation thing. You're not getting kids to do manual labor anymore or want to.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Okay, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union?
Mail, text,
job site,
union meeting, emails?
I like text and emails.
Okay.
When I travel, you know, I travel from state to state doing work, so meeting the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding
legislative and regulatory
updates that are important to the
back?
I hear from my
union. More and more times a year?
I hear from my union on a monthly.
Monthly, okay.
Monthly, okay.
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 Okay, now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat? Or something else.
I'm a Republican, but at the same time, would Kennedy put himself as an independent? Depending on which way it goes, I might be voting independent this year.
Okay, I see. Now, will you consider yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Absolutely strong.
Okay.
Okay.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample,
what is your race?
Caucasian?
Black African American?
Latino Hispanic?
Asian American? Okay, and finally, speaking for verification purposes,
by my supervisor, can I have your first papers?
Well, you called me. You called me David.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, this concludes our service. I want to thank you so much for the time that you took to answer all the questions. And enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.